Welcome to Southern Man, Western Town.
Before the beginning, after the great war between heaven and hell, God created the earth and gave dominion over it to the crafty ape he called man. To each generation was born a creature of light and a creature of darkness. And great armies would clash by night in the ancient war between good and evil. There was magic then, nobility, and unimaginable cruelty. And so it was, until the day that a false sun exploded over Trinity, and man forever traded away wonder for reason.
What up, everybody? Jeff Lawrence, Southern Man, Western Town. We got Kilo on the show today. Interview with Kilo, a rapper, hip-hop, right out of here, right out of Ogden, Utah, where I do the podcast. I don't have very many people from Ogden on the show, as you probably already know. I think it's probably only my second one. But it was cool to have him on. I like his music. I'm going to play a song called Decade on the show today. His latest, Too High, you got to check it out. Go over to Spotify, Kilo, K-E-I-L-O-W. You're going to really like it. So check all his shit out on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere you get your music. Go to his website. Get some merch. Get yourself some merch. Anyway, I'm not going to fuck around much today. Get right on to the interview. Coming up next, Kilo. Decade by Kilo.
I've been dreaming of a fantasy with green leaves, silk sheets, never was a spilled drink, figured I could spit heat, built a bunch of money up and thought the real necessity was how much a check would be. How come that isn't me? How come you're telling me that's the only way you like when you ain't living differently? Figured I could be the guy to show you how it's meant to be, free of all the things that try to keep you at the bottom when you know you wanna thrive. I can feel you touch the sky, but only nudge, nothing much. Still deep beneath your pride, so am I. Reflecting everything that's mine, detected in between the line, connected with my inner mind. Ignorance within my rhymes, sinning while they flipping down. Busy making bitches mine, encrypted with my inner style. Inches from another mile, make it to the finish line. Assume I get the crown, but instead I get a smile. And I'm tripping on my tree like I might have a wild. Caught up in these lies sometimes, waiting for my flow to shine. I know it's not my time, and it's slowly going by. My patience running dry, but I find a peace of mind.
and it's seeping deep inside, going elsewhere. My self-care was sitting on the shelf, then it vanished like a rabbit in the hat to chase a carrots. A to B in 0.23 seconds flat, couldn't catch if my reflexes were the status of a cat. Rat chasing, it's amazing how life works out. Picture perfect in the end, turns out it is what it is. So tell me what gives you, telling me the things I can't get through my head, but think I will eventually, but even then, I'm guaranteed I cannot expect a thing out of this. I would not accept a thing out of this. I cannot. Am I a kid or am I out of this? Do I achieve or am I proud of this? No fears, give me 10 years, yeah. Many more tears for the pain disappear. So maybe you will be the greatest in the fucking decade. We can see who made it with you. No fears, give me 10 years, yeah. Many more tears for the pain disappear. So maybe you will be the greatest in the fucking decade. We can see who made it with you. Take my knife and I cover my name on the side of your rivers. I finish up. Squid being chained in a butt match scheme and I fucking up, fucking that champion. So the support and I get to keep going. I figured the finger that's up in the middle. You get the idea. If you want to challenge, I'm bringing the magic. You see what happened when people that made it. I believe you died. It tried it, a mystery. Hitting the hit for me. Tripping on people that feeling they give with me. Giving my work and I spend my energy. Rather just kill them all. Leaving the grace to crawl. Put them in grace to fall. To the bottom as I go set the bar. Any more people that say that the greatest is taking the wisdom, prevented the rose from growing. How do you know where you're going? When your potential is spreading the blossom. Looking so scary. Taking it in barely. Thinking I'm making McGarry. That hold a machete. I'm making it sweaty. I'm ready for killing like metaphors. Red hair when the blood pours. Good man, what you fuck for? Sit down, you should rap more. My boys could attack y'all. Jump up the bush, you come rain guard. I'm but your bishop, come heck not. Rapping as fast as a NASCAR. But a long way from a rap god.
No fears. Give me 10 years. Many more tears for the pain disappears. So maybe you will be the greatest in the fucking decade. We can see who made it.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
You gon' kill this shit.
Been a minute, these finicky rappers bugging me. Spin a vision with young keen eye, they get to duck it. We spill it with precision, this isn't the time to fuck with me. Trigger finger itching me, ending them, it's a luxury. Two squares, an eggshell make a head swell. Too rare, the land's mind, make haste and tread well. Ain't the time to act woke, young, and make sure you slept well. Demons get deceptive when you ain't well rested. It's pretty obvious, most of them is oblivious. Throwing them to the audience, coasting into oblivion. Roasting them like a coffee bean, talk to me like you ignorant. Smoking them like a cigarette, stomp them out when I finish them. I hit the spliff and get to work and got them scripts in different versions. Got the same fitted, just look different on my person. Plug a verse in for the headache, most of these cats is dead weight. You dead fake, we'll see you still round in a decade. So maybe you will be the greatest in the fucking decade. We can see who made it with you. No fears, give me 10 years. Many more tears for the pain disappears. So maybe you will be the greatest in the fucking decade. We can see who made it with you.
Yes! I like it.
Right, joining me right now is Kilo. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How about yourself?
Not bad. I appreciate you calling in. I know we didn't, it's kind of short notice, but I appreciate you taking some time out with me.
Thank you for having me, dog.
Yeah, I've been checking out your music. So Too High is your latest release, right?
Yeah.
I've been
that was one of my favorites.
Me too. I've been Too High quite a few times in my life.
I mean, if we not like, if we haven't reached that point, I don't think we're human, you know.
So are you calling me from Ogden?
Yeah, downtown central. You already know.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in Ogden myself now, and I mean, but I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. What's the weird thing is nobody. I think I've only had one other. I've done like 100 of these shows. And I think I've only had one other person actually from Ogden call in. It's usually people from like Australia and back east and stuff calling in. But so it's
that's
good.
Cool though.
Yeah, it's
that's
good to cool have shit. Somebody. Good to have somebody from right around in here.
Heck yeah!
So how long you been doing your music?
Well, it's been taken seriously. It's been about 8 years now, but I've been rapping since I was a youngin. You know,
yeah.
Like, yep. I picked it up when I was like 5 years old, listening to Ice Cube, Outkast, like, and just started going from there.
Yeah. So, and you've been, but your, when was your first recording? A couple years ago?
Ooh, my first recording, I think I was 13.
Oh, okay. So that goes back So that's not on like Spotify and stuff, though.
No. Oh goodness, no, no. I had to. It was on SoundCloud for a minute there, and then I think a year passed, and we were like, "Yeah, this needs to get off."
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. I'm a jazz guitarist for what I do, and yeah, I go back and listen to my first stuff, and I don't want anybody hearing that.
Yeah, like if it makes you cringe, you're like, oh yeah, this ain't good. Like, let's get this fixed.
It's good though.
But, yeah,
it's good though. You can see yourself grow if you listen.
But, yeah, for sure.
So what about what I was gonna ask you about mainly? What about gigs and stuff? Do you have? Is there any trouble finding gigs like around here and?
So actually, like. Got the privilege. So funny story, I was doing security at an Earthworm show when Biz Markie came to town, and I went to go see Earthworm, and when I went out to go meet him, I met homie Daniel, and he puts on a lot of the events that go on around here, so like things at the Monarch, Indie Ogden, like all that good stuff. So when we met, that's kind of how I started getting bowling with like a little more gigs, a lot more things to do around Ogden, like cyphers, shows, all that stuff. So that was really good. Beforehand, it was just mainly luck running into people who can put me on a stage. But now it's a little more intentional, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I figured it would be a little bit of trouble because just that's the way it is with me. I'm a jazz guy and I'm a jazz guitarist, like I said, and I can't get a gig anywhere. I get gigs all the time, but I can't play what I do. I have to go do like cover classic rock cover tunes when I do gigs because I can't.
Right.
Yeah, so. And I, like I said, I'm from Atlanta, so I'm familiar with how, you know, there it's different. Everybody kind of thinks it would be easier to, you know, be rap and hip hop and stuff there. And I guess it kind of is, but it's probably actually harder to get gigs there because there's like 5 million people trying to get them all in the same, in the same day.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm sure the culture there, how does it like? What's the difference between the culture there and like out here? Is it a lot more active or?
Yeah. And I mean, there's just so many more people, you know, there's like three, four, what, however many, many people that are in the state of Utah or in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
But there's a lot of studio work and stuff. Like, I'm an older dude. I'm way older than you. I got in when I was living there. I got in when like rap was just first starting and like, hell, I can't think of his name now. The guy that was first, L.A. Reid was in Babyface. They were starting it out in Atlanta. They kind of just started the whole deal there. And I used to get hired on for sessions by them, and they would like hire me to come in and do like Eddie Van Halen sound and stuff over these rap songs that most people's never heard. They never actually made it anywhere, but. It was there's a lot of studio work there, but I would say it's probably just as tough here as it is there because there's so many people there.
Right.
It's
yeah,
more it's more dangerous there.
Oh yeah, I've heard some stories. That's on my bucket list though. I do want to visit out there just to see the culture. Like, I've heard of some cool things.
Yeah, when you do, let me know. I'll hook you up with some people.
Hey.
I do some work with a guy named Mally Money out there. He's kind of a. I don't know. He don't really rap. He does kind of, I don't know, I guess you just call it hip-hop, what he does. All his songs are about weed. But he does pretty good.
Hey, that's some good stuff, though.
When you said you were doing security for a place, where were you doing that at? Like the Complex or something?
Well, I was doing that at the Monarch, so I worked with King Consulting. They're actually real prominent in Utah. So, like when Sundance Festival comes on, Pride, the Twilight shows in Ogden, they do all that.
Okay.
So my aunt actually runs the company. So when I started working for her, that was kind of like a little leeway for me to meet people. And yeah, when I met Worm, it was funny because I wasn't of age, but I kind of snuck my way to the smoke section, like the 21 and up. And I just went and introduced myself to everybody. And that kind of got me into the scene, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of ties into my story too. I used to do a little security. I do it at Vivid Smart Arena, like a part time job. And
oh no shit.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore. I just recently stopped doing it just because I got too busy. But and I've done it at the Complex and stuff. So a lot of there's some rap shows at the Complex you could probably get onto. I don't know how you would do it, but I know there's a couple of people that put them on there and local.
Yeah, that's the thing is I need to, that's one thing I've been working on is, as of late, is getting to know the people that actually do those things. So I think that's a big key to, it's just knowing people, you feel me? Like, I'm sure you already know that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the gateway. That's the key to get in.
Yeah, and I may even hit you up too, because I'm about to do another instrumental. I got like 26 albums out. Most of them are like instrumental guitar stuff. And but I'm trying to do one right now. I've been having a hard time finding anybody to do this for me, but I'm gonna do one where it's like kind of like a modern beats and stuff, and but I'm gonna mm-hmm. do instrumental guitar over it, but I'm gonna have a couple of bars of rap here and there on it, and I might hit you up on to record some stuff with me.
I'd be honored, bro. That's pretty gangster. I love to hear that. Do this live instrument shit.
Well, you know, the problem I've been having is having anybody build me some tracks, because I don't know, I'm not a studio guy. I go in and record all the time, but I'm not an engineer. I don't know how the hell to build the track.
That's a whole nother field for itself.
And then apparently not many other people do either, because I've hit up every studio and they're like, oh, we don't know how to do that, call this guy. And call this guy. And what about you, do you build your own tracks and beats and stuff?
Yeah, so I do everything. So like you said, like there's not a lot of engineers. That's kind of how it was for me, because when I started coming up, I kind of had the expectation of, oh, I'm a rapper. People are going to make beats for me. People are going to mix master it. Like, no questions asked. But the truth of the matter is like people don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
So I kind of took initiative in my own hands. I knew a guy who taught this stuff in Salt Lake City. I kind of got my way into that. And then, yeah, ever since then, I've been making my own beats. I've been engineering myself, mastering, live sets, pretty much everything you can think of. I've been teaching myself how to do.
Well, hell, maybe you can help me out then. I'm going to talk after this is over. I can shoot you a text.
Yeah,
I need a couple of beats built for me. Now, do you record your stuff? I mean, you just kind of answered the question, but do you have your own studio? You record it all in your own house, or?
Yep, at my crib. I just got it in my basement. Everything's set up nice. I invested in, like, I think when I turned 16, that was the first thing I got. It was like I built my studio, like with my first paychecks I got. It's upgraded throughout the years. Like, it's gotten definitely heftier, but I just do everything there. I sometimes hop studios around, but a lot of people don't really have studios, like in the sense of they don't know what they're doing with it. They'll have the equipment, but they're like, I don't know how to use this shit.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. Now, yeah, I've been running into that a lot lately too. And plus, a lot of the guys that are in the big studios that I've recorded in, they don't really know, they don't understand the modern approach to things. I kind of laughed about it when last year's Grammy Awards, where they, like, Billie Eilish won all those awards, and her brother, like, recorded the whole fucking thing in their bedroom.
Dude. Oh my god! Yeah,
all these producers that have $100,000, you know, this and that. Like,
yeah, like everyone needed like a whole team, and then the brother and sister of the whole group were like, "Oh, we got this." Like,
yeah, they did the whole thing in the bedroom and won. It even won like best recording or whatever.
Right, so. Oh, dude, it's so sick. I admire that a lot. Yeah, shout out to Phineas. Yeah, that guy ran it. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and a lot of the studios are just so far behind. They don't understand that, and you know, they're still trying to do it 1980 way.
yep, that's how it be though.
No, I'll go ahead.
But it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the knowledge is out there, especially with everything right now. Like, it's so simplified now. Like you said, there's people like trying to do it the 80s way. Like, it's not even needed anymore. There's cats that are recording songs on their iPhones. So it's definitely extended to like a whole nother market, a whole nother way of doing it. So I feel like the knowledge is always out there and people can always learn this shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like no excuses. Like, we out here doing it.
But even, you know, when you kind of make it sound like anybody can do it kind of thing, and that might be true, but it's still going to boil down to, is it a good song?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole thing. And you got that, because I've been checking out your stuff for the last couple of days or so. And definitely got the good songs going. When did you put out the latest one, Too High? I know it was just recent.
Yeah, it was like, I want to say 2-3, it was probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
That one's been actually done for a couple months now. So I've actually got a bunch of tracks I've just been sitting on for months. I'm just waiting to roll them out.
Yeah, and that's the best thing to do. Roll one out here and there and just kind of keep it going. That's another thing people are old school about, people that put out full albums. There's not really any point other than sell merch, you know?
right. Yeah. And get like a full pro. Like, I feel like when you drop a project, there has to be like a whole thing behind it. Whether it's a marketing scheme or, like you said, whether it's merch or whatever, like, there has to be a whole plan with that project. As far as singles go, people just like to get thrown out singles and just songs, and I think that's the way to do it nowadays.
Yeah. And you know, like I said earlier, before we started recording, I got lots of listeners like in the UK and Ireland and pretty much everywhere they speak English. I pretty much this show goes out to, you know, about 4,000, 5,000 people normally listen. But what would you say, Too High is like a good representation of what you do? Or was there another song you'd rather? Because what I'm getting at is a lot of times people just go to Spotify and listen to one song. And if they don't,
right.
they don't like it, they ain't gonna go any further than that. But what's a good one to point them all to, just to give a good introduction to what you're all about?
A good one, I think the best one, in my opinion, would be Decade, and that one is on my project called Voodoo, and that one's the second track in the project. I think that's the best one.
Okay.
As far as like Too High goes, Too High is definitely an alternative. Almost approach to music, like it's almost not hip hop in the sense of like the instruments I added, the things I did to it aren't like hip hop standards, but that's kind of like the direction I want to go towards. But as far as my sound goes, yeah, Decade would be the one to check out.
Okay, I may play that one on the show. I usually play one song on the show too, and if they like, you know, they're like, yeah, they'll go to Spotify and check it out. They don't come back and listen to the whole show again just to hear the one song. But yeah, and you're actually the first. Do you consider what you do hip hop or rap, or is it kind of a mixture of both, or is there some subgenres out?
I consider it hip hop, mostly rap. Yeah, because that's just everything. I can't sing for the life of me, but sometimes where the alternativeness comes, so like the almost indie style comes, is where I try to step out of that hip hop element just briefly and try to touch on, like, you know, harmonics, melodies.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I'm trying to circle it all back to hip hop. Even that Too High, like the chorus was a little more singy, a little more poppy, and it had like the kick drum, just one, two, one, two.
Yeah.
But the verse went back to rap, and it always kind of revolves around that with my songs.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was a lot of subgenres. Like I have a lot of like doom metal bands on, and they'll correct me. They'll say, we're not playing doom metal, we're playing sludge metal. I'm like, and I can't keep track of all the different metal genres that they call
them. Even hip hop is moving towards, like, there's metal hop, there's like lo-fi hip hop, there's just generic hip hop, there's everything. Like, it's kind of crazy how it's spreading out, you feel me?
What's some of the influences? I know you mentioned Ice Cube and stuff earlier when you were younger, but what about now? Like, what's some of the influences?
The biggest. So it's funny, I grew up with a lot of pop music. So I was bumping Prince, Michael Jackson, New Edition, the Beatles. Like, I was bumping a lot of like classics. But the main draw of inspiration that I got, which it's like you hate it or love it, but when Michael Jackson first did that, you've seen the first Moonwalk video?
Yeah.
When he first pulled that, yo, like, as soon as I saw that video, I was probably like 3 years old, and my dad showed me that shit, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, I have to, like, that was entertainment, that was music to me. I was like, whoa, like, that's potent as shit. So ever since then, I've been trying to kind of push that kind of wave, almost that level of entertainment, that music,
yeah,
that kind of Michael did in those performances, because his performance level was just off the chain. I admired it.
I told you, I'm an old fucker. I saw that live on TV when he did it.
Yeah.
I'm not that old. I was probably like, I don't know, a teenager somewhere. But what about rappers and stuff?
As far as rappers go, Eminem was definitely the biggest one. I had a bunch of new heads, so I don't know if you ever heard of these guys, but like Hobson, Logic.
Yeah, heard of Logic for sure. It's almost like I heard some Yellow Wolf in there, but I don't know if you like him.
Oh, I like Yellow Wolf, yeah. My homie actually listens to a lot of Yellow Wolf, me and him been kicking it lately, so I've been on kind of that wave a little bit. Yellow Wolf is super sick. But mostly Eminem, yeah, because Eminem signed that guy.
Yeah, he signed him, right.
So I've always been, like, I feel like it's cliche to say, but, yo, Eminem's a GOAT. Eminem has always been a very cool influence to have, and I've listened to all of his stuff, so he was one of the bigger influences for me, for sure.
Here's a good lesson to learn about Yellow Wolf. Speaking of security and stuff, I was working security at his show at the complex once, not too long ago, really. And I wasn't at the front of the stage, but there was like five or six security guys like right at the front, making sure nobody was, you know, going to jump up there and shit. And he just took a beer and just turned it over and dumped it right on one of the security dude's heads.
And so the
boss security guy comes over to him and says, "You do that again, we're walking the hell off of here, and just whatever happens, happens." And he did it again, and that's what happened. The security guys walked off. Pretty soon there's like 50 people on the stage tearing up shit.
Oh no.
And I don't even think he can come back to the complex now. He probably don't want to, but...
That's freaking awesome, bro. I mean, if I was that guy, I would just be like, "Dude, pour it on me, bro. Let's go." Like,
yeah, it was pretty
funny.
That's
so sick.
So what's next on Horizon?
Oof, I got merchandise coming out. That's a big one. I haven't gotten my chance to drop that, so now's the time. I got my logo ready. I'm going to have a label be coming out, and that's still in the works, you know, getting that whole process moving. Hopefully a project dropping soon, because like I said, I got these tracks that I've been sitting on, and thankfully I was fortunate enough to meet a bunch of cool people recently, some really talented producers and engineers in hip hop in Austin. One of them is named Cleese. Shout out to Cleese. He's worked with Earthworm, the local cat, king of the local cats. Me and him just chopped it up, and it sounds like me and him are going to start making some stuff for the future. Yeah, so I actually got some cool new sounds coming out. I'm trying to spread out, go a little more, if the word is, a little less, like, too high, like the way that track was, and I'm trying to go a little more modern, a little more actual hip-hop substance. Like, when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's rap. I'm reaching towards that, and we'll see where that goes, but it's exciting, man. I'm excited for what's to come.
Do you know the guys down at Pinnacle Studios down there in Salt Lake?
Pinnacle? No, I can't say I do.
They do a lot of, they do a lot of that kind of stuff out of there, but I used to teach guitar lessons to this guy named Jackson Savage that works down there. I don't know what he calls himself now. I think he's still calling himself Jackson, but what about a guy, you ever heard of a guy named Jay Cubs? He's kind of where you're further along than he is. I met him down in Salt Lake. He's about, I think he's 21 maybe, but he's kind of up and coming. You may check him out now. Maybe you guys could do something together. He don't have like the confidence that I can tell that you have, but he's good. You know, he's good. He does his own stuff. He released a lot of stuff on SoundCloud. He hasn't got anything on like iTunes or anything yet, but he's one of those guys that just thinks that he's no good, even though he's pretty damn good.
It's how it says the V. I know, I get what you mean. I'll have to hit him up.
Jay Cubs. You can find him on iTunes. I mean, not iTunes, Instagram. Just, it's like JAY and then KUBBZ, something like that.
I'll do that.
But
appreciate it.
What's where can everybody get the merch and stuff when you do get it out? Where's all your social media and all that?
So I go by Kilo on everything, KEILOW, not like a kilo of coke. People always be telling me that, like, it's like a kilo. I'm like, nope, it isn't, but it's KEI, so I wanted to be a little different.
Yep.
My website is kiloofficial.com, and it actually is up right now. Like, they can go to it, check it out. I'm pretty sure they can even order the merch. So pretty much what I have is I got it all set up on the thing. And then as soon as someone orders, it will just tell me. But I just haven't marketed it yet. I haven't, like, pushed it out there enough so people know about it, because I've been kind of getting it ready. But, shit, if someone wanted to order it right now, they totally could.
What all do you got on there? Hats and shirts and all that?
Yeah, I got beanies. I got sweatshirts, shirts. I got crop tops for the ladies. I'm coming out with some joggers. And I think every now and then, like once a month, I'll be doing a giveaway. I make, like, little limited edition ones. and collab with certain people. So, like, cooler, like, I have a tie-dye sweatshirt I'm going to throw in a giveaway with, like, a woven logo. So, we're going to be, I want to be doing a little bit of variety. I don't want to just tie down to t-shirts. I want to do a little bit of everything.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to have to go on there and get something myself.
Hey.
And what about, I know on Instagram's where I came across you at. I didn't even know you were from Ogden until I delved into it, but... I know on Instagram you have like a link tree, I think, on there, right? That goes to everything else.
Yeah. So it's actually my website. So when you click on my website, I have it set up. So it just pulls up all the platforms you can listen to my music on, and you can just click it and it'll send you straight to my stuff.
Very cool. All right, man. Well, I've kept you long enough, and I'm going to keep track of you. And you know, if you don't mind, I'm going to probably shoot you a text, maybe tomorrow or something to talk about, building some beats for me.
Hey, that'd be awesome. I'd be honored.
Yeah, I mean, I'll pay, so it'll be worth it. I ain't asking for free shit.
Well, beautiful. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man, I enjoy your music, man. I encourage all my listeners out there to check out the new one, Too High, and as well as the older stuff too. I was liking the voodoo stuff.
Hey, thank you. Honestly, I can't even. Stay tuned, because the stuff that I got in store, like, I've been showing a couple people close to me, and they've been like, it's exciting. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we'll have you, after you release a few more, we'll have you back on and talk again.
Hey, that would be wonderful, yo.
Yep.
Where can I find everything you do?
Just my name's Jeff Lawrence, but I go by J.S. Lawrence. So I got a website, thejslawrence.com.
Beautiful.
And because there's a ton of Jeff Lawrences out there doing music for some reason, so I go by J.S. Lawrence. But everything I got's on iTunes, Spotify. I don't even know. You got my Instagram already.
You already know.
All right, man. Well, we'll definitely keep in touch. This is your cell phone you're calling me off of?
Yeah.
Okay.
You already know.
Yep. And as soon as this show, like I said, this show will probably come out Saturday, Sunday, one of those 2 days. As soon as it does, it goes out on Spotify first and then on Apple and all that. And
cool.
I'll shoot you the Spotify link and you can share it out there.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. I hope big things in the future for you, which I think it probably will. So,
we working for it. We out here.
That's all it usually takes, some talent and some work. Some people have one or the other. You got both, so you're good.
Thank you, my man. All love. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You'll get a text from me here shortly. So
you already know. You have a blessed day. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right, man. You too. Talk to you later.
All love. Peace.
Welcome to the world of Black Dupla Records. Featuring the deep sounds of Dave Morning, Brave Lover, Record, Black Dupla Records, on Facebook, Twitter, Bandcamp, and Big Cartel, and BlackDupaRecords.co. Expect the dark.
This house is sure gone crazy.
All right, hope you enjoyed my interview with Kilo, and I hope you definitely go over and stream all his tunes. If you're into that music, even if you're not, do it. It'll give yourself a fighting chance. Listen to all kinds of different stuff. But I know you're going to dig it. I dig it. I'm an old dude, and I dig it. Anyway, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time doing a wrap-up today, but, you know, you can get my music on djslawrence.com. You can find me, J.S. Lawrence, or Jeff Lawrence, and Warhorse on Spotify and iTunes. You can get this show, Southern Man Western Town, on iTunes, and, Apple Podcast, not iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and all those other places you listen to podcasts at. Make a, whatever this podcast is worth to you, donate that to me if you could. Give a one-time donation, venmo.com/Jeff-Lawrence-48. Spell my name, Lawrence. I appreciate all you people listening, and I hope you have a kick-ass week. Talk to you next time.
See you next week. Same bad time, same bad station.